Yes, it has. Lots of good matches.
Anthony Hawkins.
Yep, Hawkins there. Got Lovejoy and Kiefer up here on that too. Got a whole stash of them back there.
Joe, how's the Indiana.com going, in your opinion?
That's going pretty good.
Pretty good response, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a lot of people online right now that can't make it here, so it's good that they're getting updates from both you guys and us. If they can't get on the listen to it, they can at least give the updates on the message board.
I tell you, that message board is really taking off. You got Ice and Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
All the way to high school, obviously, girls wrestling.
Yeah, there's
just a multitude of avenues in wrestling.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things in wrestling. It's pretty neat that you can all the way from women's up to the college and all that.
Now, are you officiating, Joe?
I officiate some middle school stuff. I don't usually have enough time during the high school season to get out much. I'm usually either scouting or watching club kids or coaching my kids, so. Oh, yeah, McMurray, he's legit, he's tough. Yeah, he did, he wasn't afraid and wrestled a good match, just better wrestler, sometimes you run into better kids. He was his freshman year, but hasn't played baseball since his freshman year. This year, though, I think he is running track to stay in shape. He's going to make a push for Fargo, I think. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Unfortunately, yes, I do know him. '60s and '70s. Geez, I thought he was about '50s and '40s. I'm sure I'm getting some stall calls against us.
He's a good official. He's consistent. He knows he's going to get some jabs.
Oh, yeah.
He's really helped our official association in the St. Joe County. We have meetings every Monday.
Yeah.
And he really has a lot of the good questions. And he used to be the vice president. Now Roger Griffin.
Oh, yes.
He's our vice president. He's done a great job, too. And this is my second year in the officiating. I enjoy every minute of this coaching, but the officiating is a different grade.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we've got a really good group of officials that are really working hard to try to make every call.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's impossible. But you always strive to make the best call.
Yes, it is. That's definitely, I'm doing middle school right now.
Oh, yeah, you've got to hold your call.
Yeah.
I
get too anxious to call the takedown, and all of a sudden they're back neutral. Like, what happened?
I think that's what's going to happen tonight, and the guy is the middle school coach, one of our peers at Penn, was my assistant at Penn.
Oh.
And he was going to retire, and then they kind of made an assistant out at this middle school. And I made a quick two-point takedown call on one of his kids. And he yelled out, and about 2 seconds after, "You gotta wipe that one off." And I fought, I tried, I wiped it off.
Yeah, it's not. Middle school's hard. Yeah.
And you know something? It's a workout. You gotta get down and up and down and up on the mat.
Oh, yeah, they did.
High school is kind of snap at this level.
Oh, yeah. You just gotta watch those close calls on the edge of those.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to name any, but it's like a pile up on them. They either got to make a on-the-line call or right at the buzzer call. And those are always tough calls to make.
Yes, they are. They're gonna make half the people happy and half the people mad.
Right,
so
right. Regardless of what call you make or do not make, you're going to have people upset.
Yeah, especially when you have kids that are so evenly matched. And, you know, one little break is the difference between wrestling today or yesterday or even just making it here.
Absolutely. Hey, are you a teacher at the
No, I'm not. I work as a computer programmer during the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can think of that.
Well, I'm on the computer now that I'm retired. I get off there a little bit long more. But, so you name your own hours, so you're there to practice on time?
Yeah, I go in early and, yeah.
So sure. How, what is the size of yours?
We're about 550 students. We're small, so we're 2A school, yeah. We got a big freshman class. We might bump into 3A for a couple years, but I'm not sure. Depends on our class coming in after that. We got a real big freshman class this year.
So you could go to what, 3A?
Yeah, we'd be on the very, very bottom of 3A. We just got a real big class and might bump us there if we have another fairly large class coming up right behind it, so I'm not sure yet. Have to talk to our principal that's sitting right behind us.
Oh, right.
Yep, he's here watching McCray.
Is McCray a plan for going to college?
Yeah, he is. Right now he's leaning towards trying, but, I mean, after this weekend, might open up a few opportunities for him, and I know a lot of coaches are interested in him. He just really didn't do it in the postseason yet, and this year finally got over the hump, and he placed at Fargo after his sophomore year, and he really opened his eyes about where the level he can wrestle at. So hopefully placing here tonight will open some other opportunities. No, he lost in the ticket round last year. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, just ran into a better wrestler that day, and it was a tough loss for him, but it motivated him for this year, and he decided that he wanted to hit the weight room a little bit, if you can't tell. Yeah. I didn't believe him when he said he was, all the kids are saying during football, said, yeah, he's really jacked. I'm like, okay, whatever. He's always pretty well built, and I saw him, I'm like, wow. Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, yeah, we got it. Yeah. Yeah, some good wrestling. Esker and Coach Callahan do a great job, and I helped out that first year, their first official year, and saw the groundwork being laid, and it was a good groundwork, and Esker coming over there helped out tremendously. He does a lot. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I wrestled in high school, so at Garrett, I had a semi-state qualifier there, and I end up trying wrestling in college. I wrestled at Findlay in Ohio. Yep, Roughnecks, yes, sir. Yep, oh, Mickey's there. He's doing a good job. Coach Nelson likes him, and I hope I had a little bit of influence in getting him, to want to go over there, and he's doing a good job there starting for him, and hopefully qualify for nationals this year. He's just a hair short last year. Yeah. Barquillo, he comes up to the club, real hard worker, great kid, glad to see you. He's right over here on mat one, he got seven. There's about a hair from being in the semis, almost beat Rayleigh and just came up a little bit short. He's a junior. Yeah, he's a real great kid. He comes up to the club and works his butt off, and good to see you. No. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's a good wrestler. Seven's probably not exactly where he wants to do, but he'll be putting in the time this spring and summer, so he'll get it done next year. Oh, wow. Lovejoy and Keeper, they're funky. They're fun to watch. What? Yes, that was I like to, if more people wrestle like those two, it'd be a lot more exciting.
Yeah.
They like to They get in weird positions, end up on top. And the other keeper's up. Yeah. Yeah. No, they're both juniors. Yeah. Oh, Bevins. Yeah, Bevins is real good. Yeah, he's kind of one of those kids that's under the radar right now, but he's a three-time placer, four-time qualifier, just had some tough weight classes, and wrestled, I mean, he wrestled right real tough down to the wire. He's a very good wrestler, and I mean, I don't know where he's looking to go to college, but he could be a diamond in the rough for a lot of schools, either D1 or even like D2 or D3. Real nice kid, too. I've talked to his parents a lot, and they're real, real nice people. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, they have. They gave us a big whooping early in the year, and our kids didn't like it too much. That wasn't fun. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, one of them wrestle. I think one of them might have been in the finals against, I think, one of the, either Angel Escobedo, I believe, maybe. Or search just one of those studs. I've been paying attention a little bit. Yep, I was there 5 years with Sean Nelson. I was his first year. No, it's he's the one that's there right now. He's been there. His first year is my freshman year, and he's. Oh yeah, they do a great job there. They have. No, I was about a year or two later. Late, yeah. Oh yeah, I've heard stories of him. We had a guy in the room that is an Olympian for Cuba, Alberto Rodriguez. He was helping out for my first couple of years, and he was an amazing wrestler. I mean, he never touched his knees when he shot, and just, I mean, we had some pretty good kids, and he wouldn't even break a sweat wrestling us, and it's just one of the most amazing people. And that's when he was in Cuba. That was his job, wrestle 8 hours a day, and he got paid. Like, man, I want that job. Oh, yeah? Yeah. 89.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my man. We got involved in a wrestle-roman tournament. And the Russians had just left there, I believe, 88. There were all four, 67 duels, everything was 458.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of Russian-made cars. And they had a lot of Russian influence, so they were really good in Greco and really good in freestyle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a good freestyle program there, and just
yes.
I've heard some secondhand stories about, you know, the wrestling down there and how they. Yeah. 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 I've heard some stories about him, and just it's amazing how, like, they would give the athletes a little bit better food and stuff, and how he'd like take some and give it to his family and stuff, and it's just, you know, because his family didn't get very much. He just got all the, you know, good stuff, and he would, you know, take some bread or whatever and give it to his family and stuff. So
the thing I remember taking back from that experience, Joe, was when I took his team down to the Cuban wrestlers. They must be very well.
Oh, sorry.
They must be drilled on not showing any.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is what he was. He could hit him in the mouth and he just kept it.
Oh, wow.
And they would not react. They were like, screw it. You know, and I don't know if it was part of their culture or what, but, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some kids really got upset. You know, they kind of threw off the hand, you know, and trying to talk about it. They, you know, they didn't feel it. They were just, like, that's what happened.
Yeah.
No emotion. And I don't know if that was part of their culture or it was really being trained.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to teach a kid.
Yeah.
And you don't get flustered by that kind of stuff. You should be it's good for you.
Yeah,
definitely. Rustling for it. I got a little bit of weight on him. That's the only thing I can say I have on him. He probably bench presses more than me, and I'm actually the assistant. Yes. What? No. I'm the assistant coach. I'm the head coach is Luke Fielden. He wrestled for New Haven back in the day, and we just. Yeah, we do wrestle them now. Yep, oh, very humble. Yes. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. We have many battles with them. Finally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a very good coach, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that helps. He's pretty supportive of wrestling, I heard. Yeah, he does a great job there and gets a lot out of his athletes, and they're always fired up to wrestle Garrett. I know that. Yeah. Yeah, that's some great wrestling this weekend. Yeah. I don't think the seniors aren't, they have a few good seniors, but I think the sophomores and juniors in Indiana are real tough. Last year we had a real good senior class, and now we have had a year kind of a little bit down as far as the seniors, but after that, this year, the juniors and the sophomores class is tough. A lot of good kids. Kind of neat to see how like the cycle goes. We have a lot of good kids, and it'll be fun, hopefully, next year to be down here and bring a couple new kids from Garrett.
How are we doing, okay? Not my mom died. She said my brother's number one.
Well, I'm going to have to get going. I got my... Zach's going to be coming up pretty quickly here. Thank you very much. Yep. We're going to end on a winning note.
That's real positive. You know, I used to tell my kids, well, third and fourth, I just really remember this match for the rest of their life.
Yep.
Good effort. And most of the time, they open up and they really open fire.
Yes, they will. Hopefully, finish on a winning note.
It'll do good.
Thanks a lot.
Joe.